How's it supposed to be? What is
well,
it supposed to do?
I'm picking the other ass up at 2.
What?
I'm picking the other ass up at 2.
Speaking of asses, yeah, John will be here this afternoon.
Speaking of intolerable jerks.
John?
Us without blame is like
a day without affliction.
Is John coming in?
Yes.
We've just been talking.
No, he'll just be here for 2 days.
Okay, well, the guest house is ready.
Sleep in the yard.
I still feel like I have ants crawling all over me.
He's a nice guy.
I
don't
know that. I'm just kidding.
You're so mean.
I'm just kidding. Long-standing.
Let's go to Ecclesiastes show. And leave Harry.
We're going to get through with Ecclesiastes for the holidays. Sort of a clean break.
Pedal to the metal.
We've spent many days on the light. Everybody understand that whenever the light is spoken of in the language of Hebrew, it's that you're confessing before you read it. God said, let there be light, because darkness covered the face of the deep. You're confessing that you are in darkness. So like they've got you're and God is saying that, moment, let there be light. And that's true with every, throughout all of the ancient scriptures. Same kind of thought process. Which is a biggie. It's because otherwise you just look at stuff like, oh, that happened back then. So your religion becomes one of history and prophecy. It has nothing to do with today.
I'm saying I'm not. When you said you're confessing you're in darkness, it kind of like, I am darkness.
Right.
Me, I'm darkness. Yeah.
But sin isn't what you do, it's what you are, it's who you are.
Right. And the only light is when God manifests himself.
And that only light is Jesus Christ, Messiah.
And then I disappear. Just
unless you want to, play... whatever you call them, what's that word, chamber games or whatever, where you're going to push at people and tell them they're falling in the spirit.
That's where the occult comes in right about there, isn't it?
Well, it's just soul power.
Yeah.
All right. Verse 8. But if a man live many years, the end isn't there. It's, see where it says and, it's in italics. Is it in italics in your Bible? But if a man live many years, rejoice in them all. Yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. And that's obvious for anyone that's lived very long, right? But rejoice in them all, even in the days of darkness, even in the affliction. Because you know you have a mystery that you've been apprehended by, that the affliction is not yours, it's his, and he's already completed the way, and you rest in it. And you glory in affliction, knowing that affliction worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And so through that process of many, many afflictions, you found out that you can then glory in affliction. Now, that's a huge deal. That can't be faked. Much, and we're not talking about affliction. Well, we are, I guess, but the affliction of somebody looking at you crosswise is really pales to nothingness. He is defeated by the blood of the Lamb. He, the evil one, is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. But the word of your testimony isn't, I was bad and now I'm good because Jesus fixed me. The word of your testimony is the word martyr. It's your death. And so by definition, you can't be defeated. I mean, you can't you can't defeat him if you're the subject of your sentence. It's impossible. You can just sort of deflect for a second. Everybody understand that? All right.
Him as Satan or yourself?
Well, him. Let's go there. Let's go to Revelation 12. Verse 9. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Now, again, love is a verb. You can't give breath to your life. That's what that means. You can't seek the will of God for your life and because that meaning you're loving your life. What? You're doing it.
Well, if you seek the will of God for your life, and if you find it, you will see that it is your death that is his will, which has already been completed. You won't like it.
You will look for another one. Now, remember we've talked about before how for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, both the Jewish and Christians have tried to remove the book of Ecclesiastes, or Koleth in Hebrew, from canon. And there's 100 reasons why, stuff we've already studied, but this next one is the primary one. And many times during the history, the sages wanted to remove the book because it led to heresy. And we'll see why now.
Where are we?
Ecclesiastes 11. Okay. Now we're in verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. And so there's huge arguments about this. That what this does is it says, is restraint to be abolished?
That's funny. That's funny. Nothing ever changes.
Remember how many times I've told you that all you're doing when you try to stop doing or fix, you're simply putting a muzzle on a mad dog. That's what religion does. It muzzles the reality so that you don't do this. So you spend your entire life if only and what if, because you didn't walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, because you were restrained. You either by your own fear or by your own desire to please others, you're restrained. You continually restrain yourself, and you're taught that that's righteous. You're taught that that's what to do. And you can find 100 scriptures to say that. This is the line of demarcation. to me between the doctrine of God and the gospel of men. The gospel of men will always teach the restraint, and therefore you will never find out that all is vanity. All is chasing wind because you've been restrained from finding out, and your mind continues on in the endless cycle of lust and then condemnation, lust and then condemnation. It never stops. Some of you know a great deal about this because you're still walking in this. Because you restrained your youth. You didn't follow the sight of your eyes. You didn't follow your own heart. You restrained yourself because of a jillion reasons. So now it's time. You must be able, you're old enough now to see that even if you did all that crap that you thought you wanted to do and still think you might want to do, that it is crap. It's dumb. It wouldn't lead to anything else other than what you've already done. And so therefore, by empathy, you can see, even though you didn't push the barriers, even though you were a nice little boy or a nice little girl, you didn't follow your heart or you didn't follow your eyes, but now is your opportunity to really say and look and see all these little youthful lusts that you still think and still haunt you. They're empty and fruitful and nothing. It's the restraint that has caused your... It's ought to... It's what I should do. This is what is expected of me. This is just right. Now, what's this? You can see. This is the same thing that Paul was accused of. He was accused of preaching licentiousness. Same thing. Is there no restraint?
This takes me right back to Eve saying, neither can we touch it.
But stop. I don't want to make this theology. I want you to look honestly at yourself. Look honestly and see how many hundreds of thousands, millions of times you have taken the restraint. You have done the restraint. You have, because you thought it was the right thing to do, or you were afraid you'd get caught, or whatever the other million reasons are. And then you've got to look at those honestly. Otherwise, you will never know the futility and emptiness, because your mind has created these sweet protection areas. I didn't mean that for you, but it's all of us. That you have protected. And I'm talking about the gut level things that go on in the silence of your own temple. And they're an abomination because you still want to do them, and then you spend the first wanting to do, and then you get condemned, and you want to do, and then you get condemned, and it's never ending. Oh, this, I want to go here and do this. Or I want to go there and do that. Or all this. Or all that. And I wish, look at that. You know, my mantra used to be, so many women, so little time.
What is it now?
It's all stupid. Am I communicating at all? Not theology. This is life. Because if this isn't true, if you haven't seen the emptiness internally, then all of the words and all the restraints have only caused you to be a really good hypocrite. And all of the other biggie is, oh, I don't... this is taught behavior. You're taught what is the right way to be. Some of you were taught violently, because if you didn't, if you crossed that invisible barrier, you were beaten. Or somehow fear came into you, so you spend the rest of your life afraid of conflict.
afraid of going to hell.
Nobody's. That's a fairy tale.
Yeah, but to a young kid in a church, it isn't.
I'm not sure. I don't. Were you afraid of going
to
hell?
No, my wife was. That's how they taught in her thing. But I.
Well, I know she says that, but I kind of doubt that. Because that's too far removed from the, it's that you can't do what you want to do. It's, and I'm not, and again, and this is what we've tried to do, what I've taught forever, is to push all barriers. If you think you got to do something, go do it. If you can't, if you are unable to see the futility and emptiness of doing it, by empathy, by seeing around and experiencing it by empathy. Do you understand the great gift of God that empathy is? Because without empathy, then we would have to live 1,000 years or 900 years. Because that's the only way we could have gone through and seen. That's, I'm sure, why the minion had to be at least 10, because just to make sure that by the commonality of the experiences that the individuals had, they could see the futility and emptiness of somebody by somebody else's experience. I know this is going to this hits you where you live, because it is the source of both condemnation and lust, of not seeing the end of it, and then feeling guilty because you haven't, because you've done something that you, whatever the mechanism is. Am I communicating? So you can never be, because you've always got too many governors. You've got a governor for everything. You governor for how you eat, and governor for table habits, and governor for what you eat, and governor for how you dress, and a governor for 10,000 things. And yet the scriptures are clear. Be not conformed to this world, to the zeitgeist, to the spirit of any age, of any time, of any situation. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or test what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But no, you don't test it, because you're one step back. And then, you know, well, I'm just a quiet kind of person. No, you're not. Nobody's quiet. Your mind is running at 300 words. Oh, I forgot. Some huge number of words per second. You can speak about 100 words a minute, but your mind is going 10,000, I think 300 times is what your thought process does. And so you have all these thoughts, and you're so, they're just, it's like you've suppressed everything for so long that you can't be. You can't even imagine just being. You got to think about being. And you wonder why the evil one is resurrected from the dead, because it's you resurrecting. That's enough. You need to think. This is the short hairs. This is where life is. Let me read that scripture one more time. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. And walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. So does that scare you? Does that keep you from it? What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm thinking about, he tells us in the beginning of the book how he lived his life. I gave my heart to know this. I did this. I searched out everything. I withheld nothing from my hand. And then here's the sum of the wisdom.
It's getting more intense here as we go through the last chapter. Oh, now I'm old and I have to just sit back and regret. I regret marriage and I regret the kids and I regret where I live and I regret my life and I blah, 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 blah. Poor you. And I just know I'd do better if I were somewhere else and doing something else. And no, you wouldn't. Am I communicating? Tom? Because you look like you've been hit between the eyes again.
Yeah, no, I oddly enough, I've been thinking about something along these lines for quite a while now. You know, I've been having a long-range discussion with another friend over some of these same issues. It's just interesting to find it so clearly written, you know.
Rabbis would periodically come and say,
We need to excise this book, that scripture. But they couldn't excise this one scripture because that would violate everything in them. But it's so much fun to sit and think about what it could be and how you could be doing this if only you had that. And you'd screw it up just like you did everything else. And if you did, by one chance in a million, happen to get it, what you think you want, and 5 seconds later you wouldn't want it anymore, or else you'd want more of it, you have to go someplace else. This mind, this pit, is that it can't be filled. Oh, but you don't understand, Ole. Yes, I do. Because it's common to all idiots. All of us are idiots. Mr. Bojo?
There are no answers there, but there are no answers here either. If you come here looking for answers, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Of course not. Nobody said there were. You can't learn anything. But by definition, if you're looking for answers, it means you're trying to learn something. The only thing you can learn is the emptiness and futility of all human effort, especially your own. If you can't learn that, the only thing you have here is the opportunity to say it with like-minded people who have the same base. If you don't, then you're a fool too, because you're not taking advantage of the empathy of the experience of others. So it's therefore it gels silently. Or you're waiting for it to gel.
Cotton to that around here.
What?
Real cotton to that gelling around here.
Kevin?
He's yelling.
No, Kevin's what if-ing.
What if I hadn't heard this?
Of course, and I'd be okay.
If I missed this one, I'd be okay.
Pete? No more pining for the fjords? Or whatever your particular fjord is? Oh, I just want a girlfriend. Oh, I just... If only I had more time. Oh, I wish I knew this when I was younger. You did the same damn thing you do now. There's nothing. All things are God's arrangement. For this now. As you can maybe tell, I listened to Paula White yesterday, twice.
Paula White.
Where's
that? Why don't you get you a cat of nine tails?
How the hell do you do that? And then do it a second time?
It was a different program.
He's filling up
down
for
me that you can do this.
Paula White.
Huh?
Who's this person?
She's Robert Tilton. If Robert Tilton would have been demon possessed as a female on steroids.
Oh,
Okay. I think I can skip that one.
Take it, big guy. I don't want to talk anymore. You say
you've been saying for 5 minutes.
So you're a big fat liar.